FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is February 13th, 2017, day before Valentine's Day. How about that? Man, the months just roll right along, don't they? Well, hey, if you've been wondering, what do you do? You know, there is a savings crisis going on. You got to do something to pick up the slack if you haven't started saving already. Well, here's an alternative that I know many of you have been considering. We've got Mark Podolsky back, thelandgeek.com. That's where you can find him. And he's got other sites as well. Mark, welcome back.
Kerry, thanks so much for having me. Always a pleasure to touch base with you again.
Hey, and likewise. So you just finished a boot camp, didn't you?
Yeah, we were just in San Antonio. And Kerry, what I love about our boot camps is that it's small. Have you ever been to like a real estate investing seminar?
Oh God. Yeah. Tell me about it. Like hundreds of people.
Yeah. Like hundreds of people. Yeah. And like, they got the sales people in the back and it's upsell this and upsell that. And, you know, we don't do any of that. You know, we're 2.5 days of land geek investing training and immersion. Mm-hmm. There's no sales team. It's all training. It's phenomenal and it's small. The last group was less than 60. And it's becoming like almost like a big family reunion because we have people who come multiple times. I never thought people would keep coming to boot camp. Like really? We had a guy, Tom Willis from Idaho. This is his fifth boot camp. Nine from LA is his fourth boot camp. And Mimi in Virginia, her third boot camp. So it's just like everyone kind of knows each other. We do a lot of interactive sessions. It's a ton of fun. And the networking is priceless. The education is priceless. And so the next one's going to be April 21st through 23rd in Vegas. And, you know, if you go to my Facebook page, The Land Geek, you'll see all the ratings and people talking about boot camp. It's crazy.
Wow. So they keep coming back for more, huh?
They keep coming back for more because, you know, we go through the fundamentals and we have advanced training for people that are our current coaching clients and we do breakout sessions and it's great.
So I assume these people who keep coming back, they're also busy buying up land as well, aren't they?
They are. They're busy buying up land. And what's interesting about boot camp is every single boot camp I've done, someone sells a piece of land in real time that weekend. In this last boot camp, we had 7 people sell land. And the enterprise value was over a couple $100,000 of sales.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's remarkable.
It's crazy. It's crazy.
Really? So,
yeah.
So where were they selling? Where were some of the properties that they sold?
So Rachel Dahlman, her first sale, I believe, was Texas. Tom sold 2, I believe, in Arizona. So, I mean, typically we focus on the Southwest, California and Florida. Because Kerry, nobody wakes up and thinks to themselves, boy, I'd really love to own some raw land in Minnesota. Unless you live in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, so we want to go to places where people want to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's just amazing. And they're selling it while the boot camp is going on.
They're selling it while the boot camp is going on. We had an advanced sales training by David Benales about how to sell in Facebook buy sell groups. Wow. And he has a whole model. And I had one of my clients, John Jasniak, he sold 4 properties last month. He just started 6 total, 4 last month. He's at $675 a month now passive. But 4 of those were on Facebook. Mm-hmm. It's crazy.
Wow. Or on Facebook, and it's free. There's no cost there whatsoever to sell on Facebook, right?
No, there's no cost. We train people to post on Facebook and Craigslist. Mm-hmm. And those two avenues cost nothing.
And you can still sell stuff on Facebook real estate. It's still possible to sell there.
Yeah, but you have to go to different buy sell groups. You can't go to like the real estate buy sell groups because we're all selling to each other. Mm. You know, you have to go to different ones. Like there's a Craigslist buy sell group that's got 90,000 people in Arizona.
Wow.
There's all types. I mean, it's endless.
That's amazing. Would have never known. And they're like obscure. So unless you know where to go, you're not going to find them.
Right, right. And what David does, he schedules these posts to go out at like 3 a.m. So he's got a VA in the Philippines posting for him as him. And then you know, when people wake up in the morning, he gets like, he calls them the toilet sitters, checking their Facebook first thing in the morning.
Yeah. So right away, he's the first thing on there.
Exactly. Exactly.
Who would think?
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. And you can check out and get a down payment in Facebook.
Yeah.
In Messenger. Yeah.
You could do that. Really?
Yeah. Yeah. It's the best time ever to be in business.
Wow. That's incredible. I wouldn't have thought you could do it. Huh?
Yeah. You got to check it out.
Yeah. That's amazing. And in Facebook,
we're going to be adding a training on how to do it in Facebook. Wow. We're still completing it.
And of course you could do it in eBay and other sites as well, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Just eBay is not as great. It used to be great, but now it's very, you know, you get people who want to buy and then they don't pay.
Yeah.
You still got to pay eBay fees. eBay's not great.
Reneging bidders, but
and yeah, it's very buyer friendly and very seller unfriendly.
And then you can always put a sign up on the property too, right?
Yeah, you can. But, you know, we sell in 30 days or less. And honestly, we don't even need to go out there and do that kind of labor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So the South, obviously, because that's where retirees, baby boomers are moving in droves, right?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And, you know, the way the model works is because we're making such big margins, it's 300% to 1,000%. And it's really hard to lose it. It reminds me of the joke I just heard about a professional gambler. Have you heard this joke?
I don't think so.
So the professional gambler goes into a bar and starts talking with the bartender. And the bartender is, you know, curious, you know, hey, so what do you do for a living? And the guy's like, well, I'm a professional gambler. I never lose. And the bartender's like, come on, you can make a living doing that? He's like, yeah, I'm a professional. I'm telling you, I never lose. Have you heard this one?
I don't think so.
So the bartender's like, oh, come on, we gotta bet something. I just don't believe you. And the professional gambler's like, I just told you, okay, I'm professional. I never lose. You're gonna lose. He's like, come on. He's like, please, let's just bet something. He's like, all right, fine. I bet you $50 I can bite my left eye. And the bartender's like, $50 you can bite your left eye. He's like, yeah, $50. So the bartender throws $50 down on the bar, and professional gambler puts his $50 on the bar, and he takes out his left eye and bites it. And the bartender's furious. He's like, son of my God. He's like, the professional gambler, I told you, I'm a professional gambler. I never lose. He's like, come on, give me a chance. Now there's like, you know, people are watching this, and the bartender's furious. And he's like, give me another chance. He's like, fine. All right. You're going to lose. He's like, no, please give me another chance. He's like, fine. I bet you another $50 I can bite my right eye. And the bartender's like, look, I know he doesn't have two glass eyes. Okay. He's not blind. He walked in. He's perfectly capable of seeing. There's no way I can lose this bet. So he throws his $50 down on the bar. And sure enough, the professional gambler takes out his dentures and bites his right eye. And now the bartender's so furious. Yeah. He's so mad. And so now the night goes on, and they're drinks and they're having good time. And now the professional gambler's like drunk, right?
Right.
And 3 hours later, he comes up to the bartender. He's like, man, I feel so badly for you that I took your money. I want to give you a chance to win it all back and then some. And the bartender says, okay, what do you got? Right. He sees he's drunk. He's like, look, I'm going to bet you $500 that I can stand on top of this bar on one leg and pee straight into that vodka bottle above you. And I won't get a drop anywhere else except right into that vodka bottle. Well, the bartender's like, wait a second. He's drunk. There's no possible way that he could do this. Puts his $500 down. And sure enough, professional gambler, he's everywhere except in the bottle. And he gets it all over the bartender. The bartender's laughing and smiling. And he's laughing. He pulls out, takes his money, his $500. And he says, ha, I thought you'd never lose. The professional gambler says, I didn't. He's like, what do you mean? He's like, well, you see that group of college kids in the back, in the corner? Yeah. He's like, I bet him $1,500 I could pee all over you. And not only would you not object, you would laugh and smile. So it reminds me of like when we buy, it's like we hedge and we have this massive, you know, margin of safety when we buy raw land.
Mm-hmm.
So to bring it all back to land.
Yeah. Well, hey. Yep. That'll work.
There you go.
Well, definitely.
I don't know if that's, you know, a joke for the Financial Survival Network people, but
hey, well, I think they'll get it. Our guys are pretty sharp.
Right, right.
That's great. Well, yeah. So, I mean, all these people show up and then they learn the mechanics and, you know, what people putting it into action. I mean, that's really the key, isn't it?
It's all about action. I mean, that's the secret is when you leave after boot camp, you know exactly what you need to do. You know exactly how to get a list and how to scrub a list and send out offers. You know how to do county research. You know how to price it and get that 300% margin of safety. You know how to quickly and efficiently do due diligence, what to look for, how to create a property report, and then how to close it. And then you know you learn how to market it and then manage the note. LoanGeek.io. We've got note management software now. It's incredible.
Yeah.
So I'm solving every pain point in my business and then handing that off to my clients.
That's pretty great. So people want to find out more. If you want to get involved in buying land, where do you go?
I would go to thelandgeek.com. And I'll have you a link for you, Carrie. If anybody wants to go on the free web class, they can go on a special link and go there and learn more as well.
So we will have that link in the show notes to this interview. And Mark, always a pleasure. We will talk to you again soon and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Carrie. Appreciate it.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.